Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, November 11th, also known as Veterans Day. And I had to remind you of that, right?
Yeah, you did.
That's okay. It's not a major holiday, but it is good to remember.
Yeah.
Because, and some people confuse it with Memorial Day. But I think by the name you can tell the difference, right?
Very much. Memorial
Day is for those who have fallen and died in the service of this country. And Veterans Day is for all the veterans, all the people that served in the military and everything. So that's very cool. We do have a guest in the studio. We'll be joined by her in just a moment. And if you guys want to check us out, we're on Facebook Live today. Go to LA Talk Radio's page and you'll see us there. Is the audio on your phone there? Because I'm hearing it. Yeah, just turn off. No, I mean, you can watch. Just turn off the audio.
But
so how was your weekend, Jen?
It was incredible, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was a really great weekend. I was at AFM all weekend, which for everyone who doesn't know is American Film Market. It's where all buyers and sellers and people go in, and they rent out this whole hotel in Santa Monica.
Oh, okay.
And every hotel room they set up, there's a different production company in there, and you go around and you just talk to people about what they're doing, and they talk to you about what you're doing, and everyone's trying to buy and sell and pitch, and everyone's there, directors, producers, writers, actors. So I had a really great opportunity to mingle with everyone and talk, and it was 2 days. I went Saturday, I went Sunday, and then there was an after party Sunday, and then it was like a cocktail hour on the pier, and then after that, I managed to kind of crash the after party. I kind of finagled my way in the whole weekend because I had a friend kind of helping me like get in there.
Well,
you know?
Look at you mingling with all these great people.
So it was it was a late night for me. I'm on about 4 hours of sleep right now. I was like, do I drink coffee or do I just go there and then go home and go right to sleep?
Fresh enough yet? You know, I mean, you're not that tired, but you can go home and catch up on your sleep later, right?
Hopefully.
The hell with sleep. We'll get to sleep when we die, you know?
I know, right?
Right now, we have to work hard every day.
I know, but sleep is so, so sweet. I love it.
I know,
it's
I love
so comfy.
It,
it's so good. Plus, I just moved here, so all my bedding is brand new, and everything's just so comfortable and
I know.
And
even
great.
On the weekend, even after I get 9 hours, I still want to stay in bed, you know?
Although I feel like sometimes when I sleep more, I feel more tired.
That's true. It does happen.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get out of bed, you know, so
I
worry about that later.
Yeah.
You know?
We all have those days. It's harder here to stay in bed for me because back east it rains, so you have those rainy days, and that's the perfect excuse to just kind of
stay in bed, right?
Yeah, call Grubhub, get some like ramen or something.
Yeah,
eat ramen in bed.
I know, we don't get those kind of days here, man.
Not at all.
It hardly ever rains here.
Never.
But yeah, what are you gonna do, right?
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of rain, I left the place where the event was last night, and I saw on the hood of my car droplets, and I was like, did it rain? But it turned out to be sap from a palm tree that was above me. I had no idea that they even
sapped.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be all sticky and everything.
I can't get it off.
Oh, my God.
I can't get it off. Yeah. I even went to the gas station. I was using the scrubber. It just won't. I'm like, I got to figure this out.
Yeah. Go to a car wash. Ask them what to do. You know, you might have to polish it or something. You know,
I
know. I know. I know. Yeah. That's why you try not to park on the trees. But what can you do? Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Who would've
known? So good for you. You were productive and everything.
Yeah.
And
I sure was.
Promoting yourself, which is a good thing to
How
do.
How was yours?
Mine was quiet.
Okay.
Yeah. As usual.
You didn't go to Vegas, I take it?
No, I didn't do anything, really. Vegas didn't happen because it was last minute, and also it is a holiday weekend, so the prices were through the roof.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And so we'll see. Plus, I have a trip planned with some friends for December in Vegas, so
cool.
I figured I'll just wait for that.
Yeah, that's only weeks
away. It's not like
I'm
that crazy about Vegas to go twice within a month.
Like a monthly excursion to Vegas, I'd be like, all right, we got to talk.
Not for me. Yeah, not for me. Yeah. All right, so that's that. And I just wanted to bring up the fact people have been waiting for Instagram to start hiding the user likes. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah.
So they're going to test this now in the U.S. on a few accounts, not everybody's. But you're still going to be able to see your own likes. It's just that other people won't see it. So it's not competitive anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people maybe, who don't like that.
Yeah, maybe there'll be less suicides now. At least less whining. Right? The people not getting enough likes and stuff. Yeah.
I know. Acts of desperation. Just for the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to bring on our guest right now. We're joined by a musician singer whose name is Karina Rose. Welcome to the show, Karina.
Good morning, everyone.
So are you like not here. Ready for the show yet? I mean, you sitting like almost in the other room. Get a little closer.
Okay.
There you go. Now we can see you. Awesome. Welcome to the show, Karina.
Thanks for having me.
I heard you live in San Diego, right?
I do live in San Diego. I came out last night.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you made a drive to be here.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely appreciate that. We'll make it worthwhile for you.
Glad to be here. Good.
Welcome.
Were you born in San Diego?
I'm from San Diego, yeah. And I'm a teacher also, but I had the day off work, so I came up.
Oh, what do you teach?
I teach music.
Well, oh, that amazing. Figures, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have friends up here, so it was a good excuse to come up. And
yeah. Do you come here often?
I used to more, but now just for some shows and publicity and stuff.
Yeah. Very cool. And what was it like growing up there? I mean, it's a lot smaller than L.A., right?
Yeah, I actually grew up in North County, San Diego, on a farm. So,
oh, really?
Pretty idyllic, pretty peaceful and healthy, and we raised vegetables, actually.
Oh, that's really? Fantastic. Yeah,
so. How cool is that?
Huh? Yeah, so cool.
I'd love to live on a farm.
It wasn't cool when I was a kid.
No,
I
right?
was the weird kid
really?
Who had to work. Actually, my family had a farm stand.
Uh-huh.
And every summer, me and my sister and brother worked in the farm stand. It was a strange upbringing.
Yeah.
Looking back, now I think it's so cool, but at the time, it wasn't cool.
Yeah,
of course. Huh? I feel like that's kind of how it always is. You don't realize how much you love either your hometown or
you don't know
things that your parents did for you until you were older, you know.
Yeah, and you're a kid, you know, you always want to do something else.
The grass is always greener, right?
Exactly.
It wasn't cool back then to be on a farm, but now it's so cool, like farmers markets and eating healthy is trendy.
That's
but
true.
Back then it was just weird.
Right. Yeah. So, at what point did you move to the city?
I went to college. I went to UC Santa Cruz, and so I was in the kind of the Bay Area for a while, and I spent time in San Francisco, and then I traveled all over Southeast Asia, and then when I moved back down south, I moved to San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Really cool.
So it's been a while, but I love San Diego actually a lot, and I contemplated moving to L.A., but I decided to stay.
Yeah,
in San
don't
Diego.
Do it. Don't do it. You know, I mean, you live in a great place.
Yeah,
you know?
and I figured I could come up anytime, couple
exactly.
hours.
Yeah. It used to be a couple hours. Now it's more like 3 or 4, right?
Yeah.
Does your family still have the farm?
They do.
Amazing.
Yeah, and now it's in Orange Grove, and we're potentially in a few years going to build like an eco arts village there. That's kind of
really cool.
Brand new. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So you lived up north in San Francisco. What was that like? Did you like it there?
I did like San Francisco a lot. In fact, I mean, you know, hindsight's 20/20. But had I known, I probably would have gone to school closer to the city.
Mm.
And then I might have stayed there. And who knows, like, maybe I would have been in the Bay Area now doing music.
Right.
That didn't happen. It's just funny. Like, you don't know what your life is going to turn out.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you took a long trip in Southeast Asia?
Yeah. So, and it's funny. We just stayed last night at my friend from college. She's Thai. So we went to Thailand after college. And that was really cool. And I was singing in the hotels in Thailand.
Really?
And at that time, I thought, I'm just going to stay in Bangkok and sing in the hotels. And like in Singapore and Malaysia and sing there and make my living doing music there.
Uh-huh.
Then my dad got sick, and so I ended up coming home.
Yeah.
And then I stayed
Would you
here.
Be able to live in Southeast Asia, you think, for an extended period of time?
I've never been.
Yeah. But based on what you know or what you heard.
I don't know.
No, right?
I don't know.
It's so, like, different from here, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty adventurous.
I'm open to
like,
it, yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I would have, I mean, I want to go, still, I want to live in foreign country and
yeah.
play music and just yeah. travel and play festivals all over the world. That's, yeah. like, what I like to
I'm
do.
I'm like, do they have Starbucks?
They actually do, and there was McDonald's.
Okay. I don't care about McDonald's. Yeah, I need some Starbucks around, though.
I think they do. I mean, it's like the world is so small. You can go anywhere in the world and...
That's true. And you find American things.
Yeah. And I mean, with social media, you can go anywhere in the world. You're still there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
What I really want to experience are, I'm a big foodie. I would love to experience the different like domestic fruits and veggies that they have in different countries that we right. don't really have here, or that are extra expensive here because they're imported from those countries.
Right.
You know, all those exotic yeah. fruits, they're exotic to us.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
in
really
fact,
cool.
this weekend I went with some people to have Thai food. Not, it wasn't my choice, but it wasn't bad. You know, it's kind of spicy and everything, but.
What'd you have?
I don't know. I don't even know what it's called. I mean, I had them order and I just ate, you know.
Was it like noodles
chicken
or?
And noodles.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, things like that. You know? I don't know what the name is.
I love Thai food.
Me too. Yeah. I had Thai yesterday.
How long were you in Thailand for?
Well, the total trip was about 6.5 months, and we traveled all over to Laos and Cambodia and Bali, actually. Mm. We did the whole peninsula, Singapore and
Some
Malaysia.
Some beautiful places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. And did you have to work while you were traveling and stuff too?
No, it's so
cheap. I mean,
cheap.
Oh, really?
It's so cheap.
Yeah, I heard wow. Thailand is so cheap.
Yeah. I mean, you can travel for 6 months there on like
not
a
lot of money.
Nothing.
I hear like
nothing.
$500 is a gold mine there.
Totally.
Really?
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. I'm like, I could spend $500 in a second here.
Right. I know. Right. Or if you go to Europe or something.
I want to go back. Oh, Europe's too much money. I was in Europe a couple years ago. I brought my guitar and I busked on the streets there.
Really?
It's very expensive.
Wow.
Yeah, totally different.
That takes a lot of courage to do that.
It was
right?
really scary. Honestly, you really? Just like look for a safe place. A lot of people do it in the summer. It's very popular. But for me, I scouted out like a safe place and you just post up and you start playing. It's,
really?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And people give you money and
yeah.
stuff too?
And you just start playing. If they happen to walk by on the chorus that they're familiar with, then they will give you some money.
Right.
If they happen to walk by on a verse and they don't know the song, they don't care.
Really?
So it's like a timing.
So you've grown to know
yeah,
how
it's
it
a little
works
psychological experiment.
A timing thing.
Yeah.
I have a feeling some buskers probably just repeat the chorus over
I was
going to
say, you
exactly,
could do a compilation of different popular chorus.
You could keep doing the same song because people are walking by, they don't know.
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
But they're going to walk back eventually.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey.
That's weird.
But that's okay. They've already given you money, so who cares, right?
It's great. And I got the comment like, hey, you need a microphone and an amp. Like they wanted you to be louder,
right.
as opposed to like, hey, you're a sound issue.
Right. Yeah,
they want you to be. They want you to have a microphone and sing louder.
That's New York.
Really
New York
cool.
is like, all right, cut it out. Cut
yeah.
it.
No, and in Europe they're like, why don't you have a PA system? I'm like, oh, couldn't take that on the plane with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, totally. I wonder
next
if you
time,
could rent one there.
Or get yeah. Next time I might. Bring one or buy one there or something.
Yeah.
Right, but you want to be able to be mobile and everything, you know, not to
need a little,
carry all these heavy things with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
very cool. So you went with a friend, right?
Well, I went by myself, but I was about to say I have a friend in Copenhagen that plays in the bars there. So when we met up, he actually played percussion and he had a little PA, like a microphone and an amp. So we got to play amplified, and that's when we made the most money.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
And playing late at night too.
Yeah.
Wow, like when everyone's leaving bars and stuff.
Yeah, so that was really fun.
Yeah. Get a little closer to the mic though,
okay.
So we can hear you nice and warm.
Got
you
it.
Don't have to be too close, but okay.
did you
learn any languages in Asia when you were there?
I can speak a little Thai. Yeah, I can speak a lot of languages.
Really?
Yeah, because I like to pick up wherever whatever country I go to.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's
sounds
pretty
good.
Cool.
I'm a
world citizen. That's how I grew up, yeah.
Absolutely.
My parents traveled a lot and we traveled a lot as a kid, and so
I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't travel enough.
Yeah,
as
where did you travel with the family?
Well, we went to Israel when I was a kid because my cousin got married there.
Oh,
and then my dad wanted to stop in Switzerland on the way to Israel just because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Switzerland's beautiful.
It's a popular layover there, too, on the way to Israel.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, when I went, we stopped in Switzerland.
Okay, I was curious. I was like, it's not nearby.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's a few hours,
but
okay.
As a kid, I didn't know either.
Yeah.
I had no idea. We went to Mexico several times.
Very cool. So you've been around.
Yeah.
How many? Do you have siblings?
I do have a brother and a sister. I'm the baby of the family.
Really?
Oh, me too.
Probably why I want the most attention. I like to be on stage. I like people to. Yeah. I've always been
you're
like
the
that.
The creative type.
I've always been performing. Yeah, ever since I was little. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. When did you pick up the guitar? What age?
I started in high school playing, but I was much more of a dancer.
Mm.
And so I didn't really take to it. I learned about four chords and put it down. And it wasn't until, it was like 8 years ago or something that I started again. And because I was singing in bands, And I wanted to be independent and be able to book my own gig. So I picked up guitar again.
Guitar is the best instrument to sing with.
It really is, and it's so simple. You can really make go a lot with a little on guitar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's kind of changed my life, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah. So you didn't plan on making a musical career before that?
I mean, I always wanted to be famous, right? Like, I had this, like, vision of being famous, which I didn't really know what that was. I just knew, like, that was a thing. And now that I'm an adult, I can look back and think that I think that was just a need to be validated, a need for attention.
And I think many of us are like that, you know?
For sure. I mean, welcome to L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
But what does that really mean, like, to be famous? I mean, what is it that you're looking for?
People want
to
be with you, maybe. People admire you.
You want validation and admiration. Right. But all we really want as humans is connection.
Right.
And to know that we're worthy.
And love or something, you know? And
absolutely.
Maybe that's why people confuse that with love, if people want to be near you. But then when you talk to celebrities and stuff, they're like, yeah, I don't know who wants to be with me because of other reasons or just because it's me, you know?
Yeah.
And or because who I am or what I am, you know? So that kind of sucks too. So
Jim Carrey said, I wish for everyone that they could get rich and famous so they could see that that's not what it's about.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not. You can get rich and famous and still have a hole in your heart. Yeah, still feel disconnected and still feel lonely. So it's not about being famous. So thankfully I kind of got over that and I just realized like I love to play music and it makes me happy and I realized it makes other people happy. So what a great win-win.
Exactly.
Definitely.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Very cool. So you brought some songs with you and we're going to hear you play live and also recorded stuff. Do you write? So you sing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you write your own songs too?
I write my own songs. So can I show the video here?
Yeah, of course.
So this is my first album that I did. It's still in the jewel case. So this album, I didn't play guitar at all, and I wrote to tracks that like I bought from a DJ.
Oh, really?
But amazing. Actually, the genesis of this album was more to prove to my voice teacher in college that like I really could sing.
Right.
Because in college, I had a voice teacher that was a little bit traumatic and kind of I got really sad in college because I thought I wasn't good at music because I sang opera and a lot of people were better than me. I was more of a jazz singer and that was not that was frowned upon.
Yeah.
So I made this just as to show him that I could sing.
Yeah.
And that was the idea, but actually I'm glad that that was the inspiration, but I'm glad that I did it because it came out of me. So,
right.
And then the next album is me just playing guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then this new one is me with like a full band.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to hear sort of like the progression of everything. Now, the earliest one, do you have any of this online? I mean, can we
hear? Sure. It's all on Spotify and Apple Music.
Okay.
And YouTube also.
Do you have any of the songs we prepared on there?
You are on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is on there?
It should be all of them because when you have a distribution company like.
Right. But I don't know which one is on there. Which one do you prefer?
Maybe number 7.
Number 7. Eight? No Use for My Broken Heart?
No, number 8.
Oh, number 8 is If I Knew Then.
What I Know Now. And I wrote that a long time ago, but now looking back, it's like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if only you knew now what you know now.
Right.
Yeah.
And I could see that in another 10 years from now, in another 10
years.
Yeah,
forever. It's good, though. It's really important to continue growing and learning. I feel like sometimes when we become adults, a lot of people think that, you know, we're fully cooked and we don't need to grow and everything, but we're all growing and
not
moving. And,
true. Yeah. And what's great with the social media and everything is like, I think you never stop learning. You never stop growing. You never have an opportunity to share your gift with people.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's really about you at the end of the day. It's about me making stuff and I like making stuff. And if someone else likes it, great, but I'm still going to make it. So it doesn't matter how old I am or
of course
any of that. It's for myself. Yeah. I'm lucky that it does resonate with people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, as a creative person, I just like making stuff and creating stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I see this is from 12 years ago, huh?
Uh-huh.
So you've come a long way, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this one. I'm really curious to hear. Oh, so this one you like recording.
To take a risk, should have asked God for
So you didn't do this professionally. Yeah, this was you were singing. In
the what you're playing right now is a live recording at, with my friend.
Okay, cool.
With my friend Jeff, who's in vocab company, who I've known for a long time.
So, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice. So I like to always hear like where people started and everything, uh-huh. you know, and then the progression to what you do now. So that's
oh god, that takes me back amazing. Just listening to that.
Really?
Yeah. On the recording on the album, it has like a lead guitar that Lenny Fuzzy Rankins played. That he's been in the blues community for a long time.
Oh, okay. I see. It's on here too.
Yeah. So
let me play that one for a second. That's hold on. There's a commercial here, but. Okay, so if I knew then.
Yeah, so YouTube, I think, has two different.
Right.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Okay, cool. That's cool, man. I like this. 2008, yeah, wow. That's nice. Pretty catchy.
Yeah.
You know,
kinda
I like
makes
this.
Really it's really smooth.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't heard it in a while?
No. I think Katy Perry has a song called If I Knew Then. There's like a pop song out now called If I Knew Then Would I Know. I think it's a common thing with people, you know.
Well, the lyrics, yeah. But the music is pretty cool, you know.
Thanks.
I don't pay as much attention to lyrics. I don't know why. For me, the music is more like the melody, you know,
uh-huh.
and how people sing it and everything. So, I mean, the lyrics definitely belong in a song. I just don't pay that much attention
uh-huh,
to them.
Yeah, but, it's cool. Everybody's different. Some people, like myself, always listen to lyrics.
Right.
But some people all listen to the music. So.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I feel like if the lyrics are good, but the song is almost impossible to listen to, you're gonna ignore it. But it at least if like the song is good, I feel like that sometimes ropes people into to listen.
And nowadays the music video will rope people in.
Oh yeah,
the song could suck, but if the music video is good, people will watch the video.
Really?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you never know how a song's gonna resonate with someone. That's what
true.
I found that's really special about my songs is like everybody kind of gravitates towards a different thing.
Right.
Some people the music, some people the lyrics.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true. So you write the lyrics and the melody now?
Yeah.
Very cool.
I do. And I think for my next album, I'm already like envisioning I want it to be more like funk reggae maybe. And I do want to collaborate with different people.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I'm already excited about the next one.
It's always fun
so
to
now, so after this one, after the first one, what came next?
Was this one. It's called Love Is Everywhere.
Okay.
And you can play the number 10 on that. Oh, there's a few good ones on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Love Is Everywhere. Okay, let's find that. What's going on?
So this
on
was
there?
The singer-songwriter album.
Yeah.
But there's two tracks on there that are fully produced.
Uh-huh.
And this literally came out of, has anyone ever heard of the Landmark Forum?
No. What is that?
It's like a self-empowerment personal development program.
Oh, fantastic.
That I did a few years ago when I felt like I was stagnating in my life and I wanted some motivation and inspiration. So I signed up for this course.
Uh-huh.
And within that course, not only did I meet a lot of people and really get a lot about my life and where I was at, I decided to go ahead and make a second album. Because at that point in my life, I was like, what's the point? No one cares. I had that attitude.
Yeah.
So it was really great to shake myself up and get out of that mindset and kind of do this seminar and get really inspired and then create another album. So I recommend the Landmark Forum to anyone.
It's so important to shake it up and try and find new things that inspire you, you know, because this creative journey. I mean, I'm an actor.
Rough.
Yeah, so
it's rough. Straight up.
You got to keep pushing yourself, keep finding things to shake it up for you.
Yeah, and reinvent yourself. So this one was done 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Love Is Everywhere. Let's take a listen to that and see what that's about. I know it in your heart
and in your soul. Oh, can you play that?
What?
That's a live one too.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. So you're on YouTube, you're playing all the videos. It's all good though. There's just different versions. Like if you go to my YouTube channel.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Let's see this
And like
one.
I said, YouTube does like audio of different stuff.
This one? In your soul, I can't convince you if you don't already know love exists. Love isn't real. It's in everything we feel. Love is the truth, the surest thing. It's the very first rule. Love is the light inside of us, the greatest miracle. Love is the journey and the destination. Infinite vibration. Love is everywhere. It's in the trees, it's in the breeze, it's nearer than my hand to feel. Love is in the air I breathe.
Another live version. Really smooth. So there's a fully produced track of this also that's kind of a down-tempo house song. If you want to check that out too.
Yeah.
That was really nice. I like that a lot.
Love is everywhere.
Thanks. It's so funny listening back. I feel like I haven't changed a bit. Really? Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot, but maybe I haven't. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's because for you, it's a continuous thing. You know, it's like just like when people age and stuff, they don't realize that they do. But when someone doesn't see you after a while, they go, oh, you've changed, you know. So it's the same with the music, I think. And we'll see that. I'm just waiting for the ad to finish here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is the fully produced
the track. Yeah. And Jeff made this track, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been working with him for a while.
Nice.
You gotta know it in your heart and in your soul. I can't convince you if you don't already know.
It's also cool to listen to it live and then.
Song is it's number 10 on the second album,
right?
Like the house track, and then number 8 on this album is the acoustic version. So I wrote the melody and the lyrics to that track that Jeff produced, and then when I started to learn guitar, I said, hey Jeff, can you show me the chords? So I didn't like, then he showed me how to play the song on guitar,
right?
It's almost like backwards.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah,
that's okay. You did sort of an unplugged version of it.
Yeah, but I didn't even know how to play it. I didn't even know what the chords were. I just wrote the song to that track.
Right.
Then he showed me the chords, and so now I'm playing it on guitar on this album.
Uh-huh, very nice.
Yeah, but I'm keeping with like the spiritual theme.
So why don't you? Do you want to do that one live here with your guitar?
Yeah, I would love to play. I Prayed for You. That's number one on this one.
Okay.
Should I play it right now?
Yeah, let's play it right now.
Yeah, let's hear it.
She brought a guitar with her. We don't get a lot of live performances here, but since you brought your guitar, we'd love to have it.
May as well, right?
Do you have headphones on for this?
If you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
I don't need them on.
Okay.
You can
just be a little closer to the mic and you'll be fine.
So usually I play an electric, like a jazz hollow body electric. I just brought my acoustic today because I figured that's easiest.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so this song is called I Prayed for You.
Okay.
It's about manifestation.
All right. Let's manifest the song.
I'm all about it.
I prayed for
like you. I prayed for you and hung you up. I played a song on my guitar.
You did it great.
For so early in the morning.
Yeah, huh?
I love it.
You have a great voice, and you you also can write the songs. I mean, clearly, you know.
Came to me one day.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you write the lyrics first or the melody first? Do you remember?
That one, like the chords.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, the chords and
so
the rhythm.
So you started with the chords, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nice different chords, every time, huh?
Yeah, totally.
I like it. I mean, this time I did listen to the words, and you're saying you were praying for you, and there you are. And
it's a intention and manifesting.
Right.
Yeah, when you really call in what you want.
Right.
And it happens.
Right, yes, it really?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I'll do that too, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Things don't happen for me when I ask.
We're very powerful creatures if you tap into that.
It's true. You ever see The Secret?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There were a few things that I wrote down to manifest after I watched The Secret.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, let's give this a go. Let's test this out. And I did, and they happened.
Really?
Yeah, and they happened. Oh, all of them happened. But here's the thing. It doesn't always happen on the timing that you want it to.
Right?
It happens on its own timing.
Right.
So be wary of that.
Yeah, exactly. We want everything now, and it doesn't happen that
way. It's true.
Yeah.
Definitely now.
Very good. So you're also a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
How did you become a teacher? When did it happen when you decided you want to do that?
Well, I think after the first album, not getting famous,
uh-huh.
and just wanting a little more stability.
Right.
And my parents were always like, you should be a music teacher. And I fought against it. I was like, I don't want to do what my parents tell me to do. You hate when your parents are right.
Right.
But I kind of like, you know, sucked it up, bit the bullet and did it, got my teaching credential because I did it under the idea that, well, it's better to be overqualified than underqualified. And I thought if I get my credential, I don't have to use it.
Right.
that was what I told myself. Right. And then I ended up getting a job the very year after my credential. And I really enjoy it, actually. Yeah. And now, 10 years later, I'm so glad I did.
You really?
Know? Yeah, because it's nice
what
to have
What ages
that.
Do you teach?
I teach kindergarten through sixth grade.
Really?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
How cute.
I know. Everyone thinks it's so cute. But it is good to have the stability.
Yeah.
But I did hide behind my students for many years. And I didn't take my own music seriously. So now I'm at a point where I'm almost like teaching is on the back and doing music as much full time as I can is my priority now.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's good because that's what you want to be able to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get time off a year and my principal's very understanding. So he's very supportive of my music career. So if I have gigs or I have to go on tour or to travel, like I can do that. It's really good.
Yeah. So you teach not privately, but in a school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, like a legit.
That's really cool.
Elementary school.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So now, what song from the new album that you wanted us to play? Which one should we play? We have It Takes Love and Show Me the Way.
It Takes Love.
It Takes Love. That's the one we want to play.
Yeah,
right?
I just shot a brand new music video for It Takes Love on the roof of my apartment.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
Snuck up on the roof.
Yeah.
Don't
tell my landlord.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh,
yeah. So we're going to play it. If you want to check out the video, you can just go to YouTube and look up Karina Rose, the song It Takes Love. And let's listen to a little bit of it. If that's where you live, then you have a pretty nice view, huh?
Yeah, that's why we did it there.
Yeah? Such a feel-good song, you know? I really like it.
I think it'd be really good for, you guys are familiar with Agape?
Have you
Agape,
heard of
that? What, the name of a band or?
It's Michael Bernard Beckwith's Transdenominational Spiritual Center.
Oh, no, never
so
heard
So it used
of
to
it.
Be in Culver City and now they do their services out of the Saban Theater.
Uh-huh.
But I used to go there. I still do, but it's like they do spiritual conferences and stuff, and I think this song would be really good.
Really?
So if y'all want to hit me up, just
yeah.
If anybody's like hearing the music, because I want to be playing at like conferences and maybe like events to spread the message of like love and positivity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
hopefully someone will hear it and be like, that would be great for our event.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it's got great melody too, so. Now, do you have a, so you perform live as well?
Oh, yeah, all the
And
time.
You have a regular band?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so I can do solo, duo, trio, or full band. It just depends on what the gig is calling for.
Very nice. And do you want to give a shout out to some of the people in your band?
Sure. Fernando Gomez, who goes by Nando, he has actually a new single coming out. He's the drummer on the album and produced the whole album. Nice. But the person in the video is Diego. He's also a drummer of mine. And Ilana plays congas in the video, but my friend Ty played congas on the recording. And Melanie is playing bass in the video. But on the recording, I have my friend Verdell playing bass. I have my friend Ricky G playing bass. So I have like a lot of friends that came together to help me out with this album.
And yeah.
I really love the supportive San Diego music community. It's really beautiful to be part of that.
Yeah, you're very fortunate to have a lot of people supporting you.
And
you know, and what you love to do and everything.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The industry is so much more about collaboration than you realize. You know, it's like you can't. I know in film, like, you can't make a movie literally just by yourself. I mean, you can, but
no,
it's going to be,
it's gonna look
what's
like
it going to be, you
need
know?
To get on board with you.
For sure. And it makes it more fun, so you get to build connects and you get more work that way, and you can help other people get work that way.
Have a community.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you have to. I mean,
it's so important.
Some people will play all the instruments and stuff, but it's not the same, you know? Mm-hmm. And especially when you perform and everything, it feels nicer to have other musicians with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody contributes a little bit and stuff.
I know. Life already feels kind of like every man for themselves. So when you have people backing you up, you know?
Yeah.
And you can back them up. It's a good feeling.
So do you sometimes perform in L.A. too? I mean, can we see you here?
Not yet, but I'm going to try to book some stuff. Brigitte always going to help me book some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I play in San Diego. I'm actually leaving on tour on the 23rd. I'm going to play in Flagstaff. And then in Albuquerque, and then Silver City.
Albuquerque's wow, how fun. Nice.
Yeah, so I get a week off for Thanksgiving, so I figured it'd be a great time to just, like, go on tour.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Where's Silver City?
I haven't been there yet. It's in New Mexico somewhere
else.
It
is in New Mexico.
I heard it's some hippie town in New Mexico, so I will let you know when after I play there.
Yeah.
I heard it's cool, so I'm excited to check out the places I've never been before.
Yeah.
I've been, like, more international than I have here in the States.
Yeah.
But I also have April off of work, so maybe I'll plan another tour then. I just want to, like, promote, just play and travel.
And have fun and meet new people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, you love travel, you love music. There you go. You
build
know.
Community, yeah.
It goes together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping a lot of people see this and can, like and share and follow and support and spread the message, you know, because I'm all about, like, love and spirituality and positivity and getting that out in the world.
Yeah. Amazing. So what's the name of the new album again?
This is called Our Love is Freedom. It was nominated for San Diego Music Award in March of this year.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, that's very really nice.
Thanks. It was really exciting.
And people can find out more if they go to your website, KarinaRose.com. You can find out everything. There's a sample of the songs and everything here.
Are you going to put a link on how to spell the name?
Go ahead and spell it
for
us.
It's C-O-R-I-N-A, Corina. Okay. A lot of people spell it differently, and there's even a I believe there's a Karina Rose with two N's who's like out of Texas, so that's not me.
Okay, there's just one N.
One N, one R.
Yeah, one N, one R. Mm-hmm. Okay, so some people spell it with two R's as well. Right?
Yeah, and I think they'll get someone else.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, you gotta look for the for the right one, for the one that sings all the great music we sing here.
For the dimples.
Yeah, exactly. So it says here, you're a mystic, activist, optimist.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. What does mystic mean? What do you do?
So mystic means that I see and feel energy and that I'm spiritually connected to the infinite source of love.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you share some of that love?
That's what I'm here to do. That is literally exactly what I'm here to do on this planet, is to share that. Yeah.
So it's nice you found your calling, you know?
Yeah. And I was going to say, man, when I sing and play, just that song, like, lit me up. Like, I'm so energized right now.
Really?
And I know, like, sometimes before I play, I'll feel kind of crappy. I might be tired. But when I start playing and singing, like, all this energy, like, I get so jazzed.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Jazzed. I get really lit up, so.
Get all those good chemicals in your brain going.
Seriously, just playing. Oh, like, I was jamming last night, and just, like, playing music just really, like, lights my soul on fire.
That's good.
I don't have to, you know, you found the right thing.
Yeah, I don't have to play for anyone or play for 100 people or 1,000 people or a million people. And it's kind of all just.
That's good. At least you found your, you know, your calling, whatever, you know, your your haven, at least.
Yeah, your my dharma.
Right.
My purpose.
Yeah.
My purpose.
There you go.
So many people go through life and they just don't know what their passion is. Mm-hmm. You know, they're mm-hmm. just kind of like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Where am I going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never had that problem, but I do know lots of people like that.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? What's in the future for you? Do you have any plans?
Yeah, so the tour is coming up. I do have some gigs in San Diego. Like, I'm doing some holiday gigs in La Mesa and PB. I have a gig, and so... just playing. My students actually have a big concert, the winter concerts. I'm doing that also. Then I get time off in January. I'll be hanging out with the fam. So I like put out an album. I do this big creative project, and then you have to take time and space to live your life.
Right.
And I want to travel more and like get more inspiration. And then I'll be doing another album maybe next year sometime.
Yeah.
And I want it to be, like I said, maybe like funk or reggae, some dance
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Ah. You know, we'll just see like who I meet and who inspires me and like who I collab with. Maybe start, probably likely I'll start a band. And yeah, I'm really excited for like the next evolution of Karina Rose.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And what about, so where do you want to travel next? Where haven't you been?
I haven't been to Tokyo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where I'd like to go, man.
Oh, yeah.
Japan.
That's
what I've, about China? Have you been to China?
No.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm open to anywhere. I love, like, tropical places.
Yeah.
But I want to bring my guitar and play, so I think Japan would be cool.
Yeah, they like American stuff there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And plus, it's not as crazy as China. It's not as crowded, I guess, you know, and it's more modern.
I need to do Iceland just because everybody's done Iceland, so I need to do
really?
the thermal, geothermal pools there.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's on the list. Where else?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very just nice. About to go to Bolivia with a friend, but now the political climate's a little.
Yeah, so you're staying away from Latin America for now? Right?
Yeah, well, he said it's maybe not a good time to go. So,
yeah.
So, well.
Don't go and stay away from Hong Kong.
Oh, and Cape Town. Cape Town is on the list too.
Really? What happened to Cape Town?
No, I want to go there. I've been meaning. I knew someone that like went to school there and spoke so highly of it. I've known several people who have visited there and said it's a really beautiful spiritual
place. Oh,
community.
Yeah, I've been there, and it's an amazing place. I lived in South Africa for a year, so I took a trip to Cape Town, and it's unbelievable. Mm. It really is a nice place.
So
you know?
Maybe I'll... And it, yeah, summer's popping there in January. Maybe I'll just have to shoot down there.
Go there, and the people are so amazing. You know, it
Why
really
not?
Is nice there.
One of my... an artist that I really like, Alice Phoebe Liu, who I discovered at South by Southwest this year when I went. She's a South African, and her music is amazing. I believe she's out of Cape Town, so she kind of inspired me to want to go there too.
Yeah, well, so you have a connection there.
That's
there
awesome.
You go.
I'll hit her up on Instagram.
There you go. All right. Well, Karina Rose, how can people find you on social media?
Well, my Instagram handle is Karina Rose Music, CORINA. Karina Rose Music. You can like my music page on Facebook. It's Karina Rose Music. Also, please subscribe on YouTube, Karina Rose Music. What else
awesome. And follow
me. And follow me on Spotify, Karina Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really, really appreciate that and like and share.
I think people will. You seem nice enough.
Okay.
And you're talented enough.
I'm very friendly, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for making
thank
the trip
for
to
coming.
See us.
We loved having you.
You know, I know it takes some patience to drive from San Diego up here.
It does, but we're going to go over to Venice and hang out today and then
enjoy
the day. Yeah.
Make a day out of
it. Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right, well, Karina Rose, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you.
Great music. Thanks for even bringing the guitar. Not everybody does.
Thank you. My pleasure. That was fun.
Awesome. All right.
Have a great day, everyone.
That's another day.
Another
day.
Another day. And
that's it.
Enjoy Veterans Day, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.